Hello, entrepreneurs, dreamers, business owners, and happy people with high hopes. Welcome to Cash Flows with your host, Cash Matthews.
All right. Hello, happy people with high hopes. I am Cash Matthews. This show is Cash Flows, where we answer those important questions that you've probably been asking about life, business, entrepreneurship, relationships, and health. And today we're going to talk a little bit in the health realm. And, you know, Cash Flows show is designed to give you that leg up. You know, I found out at an early age that we were not supposed to copy off of our neighbors. Third grade was tough for me. And what we learned later in life is that it's okay to copy off of people who've been down the path in front of you just a bit. So if you've had questions about business, getting started, maybe you've been stuck at something, maybe you've been stuck in your health journey, that asking questions to those people can be very liberating. And so, Kenneth, that is the genesis of this show. Our philosophy is fire, aim, ready. And that implies taking action, and not perfect action, just taking swift, immediate, possibly thought out action. But, you know, we think that bad action is better than perfect inaction.
Yeah.
And so we like to get people to take action. We bring people in from the world that are doing it, and then they're going to share their toys with you. But before we get to that, let me say welcome to our executive producer, Mr. Kenneth Bockham. Kenneth.
Yeah, thank you, Cash. How's it going?
You know, for a guy that's done 74 podcasts in the last few days, I think it's going pretty well.
Yeah, right. 74, all of them today. No,
not. Yeah, really. They're all 30 seconds long.
That's right. No, it has been a lot of fun. So bringing up some, you know, different topics, some daily wisdom to help our local entrepreneurs, young and old, new and seasoned, all that kind of thing. And I remember one of them, we talked about, contracts and having things documented,
right,
which to me is just part of the customer communication process.
Write everything down.
But it can be help in a legal situation too. And maybe we need to hear a little bit more about, you know, legal help.
Kenneth, thank you. It's one of, you know, I've worked with entrepreneurs for over 40 years. Just about the various questions, how to run a business, how to entrepreneur. You know, people, you have to be good at your thing, whatever it is. We're going to talk to Dr. Steve today, who's a chiropractor. You have to be good as a chiropractor. You have to be good as a video guy, financial guy, whatever. But then the second part is you have to learn how to run your business. And this little topic is about box number two, run your business. And, you know, to build and run a successful business, let's face it, you have to be careful. Not just how you drive your car. You know, but you've got to be careful in life, and how you set things up is very relevant to the ultimate outcome of your business. So I have always found it easier to have a team of people, and on my team is an attorney. And what does that attorney do for me? Hopefully nothing. But as men, you know, we get in situations and we like to raise our fists and go, "You'll hear from my attorney," and we wish we had an attorney. Like I did that once because my brother-in-law was an attorney,
right?
And I was trying to big dog somebody. Well, the person I'm big dogging knew my brother-in-law, and I'm like, "You'll hear from my attorney, Matt." And he's like, he's an oil and gas attorney. I'm like, "Oh, yeah."
And, yeah.
I did, you know, yeah. Anyway, I wasn't really fully prepared out there in the world. And every so often, you are going to have a legal question. What is a legal question? Man, it can be a speeding ticket. It can be signing a contract. Mm-hmm. It can be arguing with a health insurance company.
Yeah,
a legal situation can be your neighbor's dog barking too loud and they won't remedy it.
That sounded specific.
One of those.
Or, you know, if the pizza boy falls in your front porch and tries to sue you because they think you have resources.
Yeah.
What are you going to do?
Yeah.
And, you know, we're not going to answer these questions today, but we like to bring the topic up so that you'll dig in. If you'd like to ask more questions about this topic or any other, you can email us at cashflows@tulsabong.com.
Yeah.
And we would love to have serious, high-quality conversations about these topics, about running a business, because we love entrepreneurs. The Cash Flows podcast is here to serve you, the entrepreneur, and make sure that you have a healthy business.
Yeah.
Now we're talking about health, and we're going to talk about having a healthy lifestyle as well. We have Dr. Steve Paxton in the office today. Steve, welcome.
Thank you, Cash. I really appreciate that.
Man, we are so glad that you're here. Now, you and I go back further than most of the people in the Tulsa Bong group.
Yeah.
We were just talking about it, and I think I met you 7 or 8 months prior to even really discussing the Tulsa Bong group with anybody. And not a knock to any of the networking groups in town. That's not our style. But we met at a kind of a small networking group, mm-hmm. and there was mm-hmm. coffee and there was conversation.
Yeah.
And I can't say it was a total failure. You and I are still friends.
That's right.
No, yeah. So,
every,
you know.
Every connection's a good one.
I think every connection's a good one. So are you – do you – I mean, you're a member of the Bong Group, obviously. Mm-hmm. What about other networking? Are you still networking around the area?
Still networking in the area. I'm no longer part of that networking group that we met at.
Right.
Was there for a couple of years and felt like it was time to make a change. But connect wherever I can. There's several other networking groups in the area. And try to connect the best I can because that's so important.
Oh, absolutely, especially as a doctor out there in the health world. Yeah. So your experience at Bong, I mean, you're not an everyday attender, but you've been around. What's it been like for you?
Yeah, no, I've enjoyed Bong a lot in the sense of seeing a lot of the activity online is primary for me.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, a lot of the Bong events have been at times when I'm actually in the office and can't make
home. When you're actually making money.
Yeah.
Hey, Steve, stop making money come and learn how to make money. Yeah, no, that doesn't make a whole lot of sense. But the experience has been good. I know you've met a lot of people.
Absolutely.
And then you've been kind of hosting your own networking thing.
I have.
A health-related.
Yeah.
Can you say the name of that?
Yeah, that's called the Health-Minded Professionals Group.
Right. Okay.
And basically, as I was going through the networking, a lot of times when I'm with a patient, I'm not thinking about do they need a roof or do they need a mortgage or any of the things that are kind of typical in a networking group that are mostly, not totally, but mostly surrounding the house and home and that kind of thing. What I'm thinking about when I'm talking to a patient is if I'm not taking care of everything, who else might they need, like an acupuncture or massage or, physical therapy, something else additional in a health field. And so that was the catalyst behind drawing together the Health-Minded Professionals Group. And we've been meeting for a couple of years, ebbs and flows, but continuing to connect there. And there's there's other holistic health medicine opportunities in the area. There's holistic health fairs and so forth that we get connected with that way.
Yeah, did we have an acupuncturist here the other day?
I think we did.
Or did we meet one?
We've talked to so many people. We've had one, and we do talk to so many people. We have one on the show, though.
Yeah, the health world is a very different place today than 10, 15 years ago. But we want to find out about you, Steve, and how did you get here and, kind of the, hey, what's your story, bro?
Very good. Well, I appreciate that. And I guess I go way back to thinking about why I enjoy what I do. And I look back to thinking that from the very beginning, I always loved to figure out how things work. I wanted to understand just the mechanics behind it, the how to make it work, how to solve the problems when they come up. I love to build things, to fix things. And even my my mom tells me that when I was just little, I took her watch apart trying to figure out how it worked. You know?
Did you get it back together?
No. Oh. But I got it apart. And growing up, I played a lot with Lego. Lego back in the days before you had all these kits, but you just had blocks that you create things with.
Mm. Right.
So it's just something that I've always liked to figure out how things work, build things, fix things. My interesting path in my life, my father passed away when I was 11 of a brain tumor, and my mom remarried a man that moved us from Iowa to Texas, but the God's always taking care of you. And that plus was that he was in the middle of building a home. And so that was the first time I picked up a hammer and started striking nails, started cutting things, and just learned the trades there, basically.
Right.
Which set me down a path of all kinds of things where I'm a handyman on the side. I'm not a professional handyman, but those kinds of things. But that was always intriguing to me. In fact, in college, I worked at a couple summers in an HVAC installation, so I learned about air conditioning and that kind of thing. And then a couple summers, I was maintenance at a church camp. So again, it's how do things work? Can I fix things? And just learning how to fix things.
I admire men like you or any person like you that can fix things.
Yeah.
I know how to break things, but I don't know how to fix anything. And so I'm a handyman's kind of dream client.
Right.
So are you any good at that stuff, Kenneth?
Well, I've enjoyed a little bit of woodworking or just things like that kind of, like some people do art to relax, right? I don't mind taking a saw to a piece of wood, but but I do admire people who can manipulate things back into a working order.
Right. But you do woodworking?
Yeah, a little bit, just a touch.
Do you get bored?
Yes.
Get it?
That's good, though.
That's pretty good.
I don't know, Cash. No, it is fun to see something once you're complete it and it's put together, whether it be woodworking, whether it's just fixing a toilet and how it works, and
that's right,
whatever it is, electrical. It's just kind of step back and say, oh, this is awesome to see something really.
Yeah, work. Well, and that's that. I actually enjoy watching things. I love to watch power washing.
Yeah.
And, you know, just to see how things make progress.
Sure.
I just never had any of the abilities. So anyway, talk to me a little bit about how you ended up in Tulsa.
Yeah.
I want to hear your arrival here, and I want to talk about chiropractic a little.
Sure.
And hey, so why are you here? How'd you get here? You went down to Texas as a young person?
Yeah, I was in Texas for 19 years, and this is my third career. So my first career, I went to work for Hewlett-Packard HP.
Okay.
So I graduated from college with a math and computer science degree, so I had that background, again, problem solving, fixing things. I was with HP for 23 years in Dallas, and they moved me partway through that into Colorado. So I got to spend 20 years out in Colorado.
Oh, wow.
And so that going through the different process with HP, I was in the field, so getting to work with people. Solving problems, fixing things there, computer-wise, in essence. I managed technical teams and so forth, so interacting with people. So growing a lot of the people skills and things of that nature, along with how to solve problems. Then after HP, I actually became the executive pastor at our church out in Fort Collins, Colorado. And there, I was the executive pastor that was focused on helping people get connected to the church. Being in a crowd and being with people is something that just really energizes me. So I just enjoy working with that and figuring out, solving problems, helping people that way. Now, problem solving with people is much more difficult than problem solving with an electrician or a
plumber, right?
In that respect, and because they don't always fix themselves. And stepping back and saying it's done, it's never quite there.
Right.
But I was there for 9.5 years, and for most of that time, very happy, thinking I'd be just finish out my life there. But
that was it.
God had other plans.
But no. Yeah, but wait. No.
That's right. Yeah, and I really enjoyed it there, but it was beginning to get little nudges saying it was time to move on, something different ahead.
Right.
So I took some time trying to figure out what would that be. I thought about all the different things, like the handyman thing, so I could go be a handyman and help everybody else that way. But it just wasn't exciting. It just wasn't where my heart was. And so one day the thought of becoming a chiropractor came to mind, and I was like, that'd be fun. I mean, it's something I wanted, a purpose, something that I could do the rest of my life.
Right.
And I'm not into, quote unquote, the retirement of going off and just not doing anything, not playing, you know, playing golf or whatever. That's just not me. I've got to be doing something.
Right.
So this gives me a chance to do something that I can do the rest of my life without worrying about being too hard or too hard on my body or that kind of thing.
Right.
And then, so I went back to school at 55. I went back to school and never thought I would. But when you're motivated and you walk into the exams going, I don't have to do this. I get to do this. Get to do this.
You know? Right.
Got to convince yourself it's a good thing.
Sure.
But it was. It was a real good thing. Really enjoyed that. And as part of that process, I had to figure out where I would practice. And I went through learning all the standard popping, twisting, cracking types of techniques that are out there, which are very good. But along the way, I got introduced to a club that talked about a different style of chiropractic care, which really resonated with me.
Okay.
And to learn more about that, I went to Atlanta for training. In Atlanta, I met Dr. Matt Hunt here in the Tulsa area. And got to know him pretty well, and a lot of others. But as I was coming back thinking about, well, where would I might want to practice, I personally wanted to join a practice where I could give a lone entrepreneur a time off, you know, where I could cover for him and he could cover for me. I was at a stage of life where I want to be able to travel some and so forth.
Sure.
Yeah. So I put a message out to him saying, hey, what would you think about adding an associate? Have you ever thought about it? And he said, funny you should ask. I was thinking about you.
Wow.
So God brought us together, but then I came down here for an internship, and that was November of 2019. And during that internship, he said, well, I don't know if we can really quite afford to bring you on right now. Okay, God's in this. I went back, found another opportunity down in the Texas area, and that looked pretty good. And then I graduated February 28th of 2020, and in March, COVID hit.
Right.
So everything slowed down. And with that slowdown, which actually was a good thing, I got to spend some time with my wife, family.
Sure.
my daughter just had a baby in March, and so we were able to spend some time with them and help out. So it was a real blessing ultimately to have that time. And then kind of out of the blue, because I was looking at whatever opportunities, where would God want me to go, Dr. Hunt called and said, "You still interested?" And so that just we jumped on that.
There you are.
And that brought us to Tulsa, because I have family in Iowa, Colorado, Utah, Texas, Oklahoma. So this was kind of central.
So, and by the way, is there a place that we can find you online? Do you guys use a website, or what's the best way to connect with you?
HuntSpinalCare.com.
HuntSpinalCare.com. We like that.
HuntSpinalCare.com. Yeah.
I got it right there. And you guys are in Tulsa.
Mm-hmm.
And now you're full-time. Are you still just there adjunct to him?
No, it's full-time.
It's full-time thing.
Yeah, it's always, in essence, it's always been full-time. It's still, I'm developing my side of the practice, you might say. Going out and trying to connect and find people I can help. I just want to help people as much as possible.
And so how long have you been at Hunt Spinal Care now?
We've been a little over 3 years now.
Okay, and that somewhere in there is when you and I met for the very first time.
Yeah.
Okay, I just like to keep the chronological timeline in my head. So let's jump into chiropractic. Why chiropractic?
Well, when I was when I grew up, I didn't I heard all the standard verbiage, chiropractors are quacks and all the negative things that are out there. But and so I didn't really get into it until about 15 years or so ago.
Right.
And going through life, everything was okay. I was attempting to be kind of a runner. It wasn't the best for me. But I had a little bit of a sciatic issue going on. I went to my primary care. The primary care said muscle relaxers and painkillers. And I went, but what's the source of the problem? Why do I have this?
Right.
I don't want just drugs kind of thing.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
And so along the way, I'd heard about chiropractic care, heard all the stories, and I decided to give it a try at that point. And then following that up, they were able to adjust me and take care of me. The problem went away. I just continued to get more and more into that and saw the benefits and how people were healed naturally and not just by drugs and chemicals kinds of things, which really doesn't do the healing. They really mask the problems in a lot of ways. So that resonated with me a lot. But as far as, you know, I just love it. I love the ability to help someone. It's problem solving, fixing things. And again, when working with people, we're active, moving, we're going to continue to have some issues, but the more I can care and take care of someone on an ongoing basis, then we can, we really see some progress and benefit for the people.
I think for many people, chiropractic is restorative.
Mm-hmm.
Does it have a preventive nature as well, where it's...
It depends on the practice. We're very much a focus on wellness.
Right.
Yeah. So the way I typically share it with people is almost everybody brushes their teeth daily.
Pretty much, yeah.
It's the only pervasive, proactive healthcare that's out there. Everything else is basically, as far as the healthcare system goes, truly crisis care.
Right.
You wait till you have a pain and then you get care.
Yeah.
And they really strive to treat the symptom and not the cause of it.
Right.
So when you think about like dental care, if you stop brushing your teeth today, you wouldn't get a cavity tomorrow.
Right.
You would get a little microtrauma from eating. Every day we eat causes little microtraumas to our teeth.
Right.
We don't care and take care of that, then they over time would produce a cavity.
Right.
And how would we know if you had a cavity? Unless other than a doctor telling you, you'd know it by pain.
Yeah.
Yeah. You start hurting. The rest of our body, we wait until we're hurting before we go get care.
Right.
And so it's like, well, you know, you ask somebody, why don't you wait for your teeth to hurt before you start brushing them? It's like, well, why would you do that?
Right.
It's like, well, why do you wait your body to start hurting before you start getting care?
Right.
And so we of course, most of our patients are going to come in some sort of pain because they wait till they're hurting.
Right.
But all of our education is to go down that path of saying, okay, we need to see you maybe a couple times a week for a while.
Right.
And then spread that out. Our goal is to get it where you're just coming in maybe once a month, maybe every other month, whatever it takes to maintain your health.
Right. So those intervals are just based on your overall health and your goals.
It is. And it's based a lot on how long it took you to get into our office in the first place.
Right.
Or any chiropractic care. Because if you wait for a very long time, then it's harder. It takes longer to get that corrected and get back on the track. But people get to maintenance, and all ages can in that respect. We've got a lady that's 88 that's very active. Posture's very nice. She out working in her yard regularly, all kinds of things. But she's had regular care, chiropractic care, and it makes a big difference that way.
You know, one of the things that I grew to appreciate about chiropractic, I've had a lot of injuries. I'm a 62-year-old kid who races BMX bikes from time to time. So, I have not been short on injuries. And one of the things I've learned that I never considered, but a chiropractor told me is, like, look, when you, I mean, I don't even have to know which arm I broke the most times, but, you know, let's say I broke my left arm and it's in a way, and now I have to compensate when I sleep and compensate when I walk and drive and everything else. Right. And I learned that having an injury causes other injuries because now there's a spot in your back that hurts as well because you've been holding your arm this way when you sleep.
Absolutely.
So, chiropractic is the restorative part of that, right?
Yeah, in the sense of when there is a there's kind of two areas. We have microtraumas and we have major trauma.
Right.
You're referring to, in essence, major trauma. So
right.
When there's a major trauma, it's best to get things corrected as quickly as possible so that your healing process goes well.
Right.
Reality is most of our life are microtraumas. The way we sit, the way we're in front of a computer, the way we're on our phone, whatever life activities we go through is going to have little traumas on our body, like eating every day causes microtraumas to your teeth.
Right.
The major traumas, get it fixed as soon as possible. The microtraumas, we should be maintaining our body on an ongoing basis, but we don't think about it as much because it's that I bent down and picked up something and threw my back out. Why was it just bending down to do that? Well, that was a series of microtraumas over time that finally caused the pain.
They showed up at that moment, but the pain isn't from that moment. Right. It's from all the
restorative
errors.
Definitely restorative is helpful.
Right.
But it's the ongoing wellness care that really is there to help you enjoy life the rest of your life, play with your grandkids, do all the things that you want to do, and catch that earlier is the better.
I think the healthcare system is changing rapidly. And, like we mentioned 20 years ago, very different today.
Yeah.
And, you mentioned that people said things about chiropractors, which is unfortunate, having benefited from chiropractors for a good portion of my life.
Yeah.
Like, seriously? I mean, come on. I've had mostly positive experiences with the chiropractors in the various places I've lived. What sets you guys apart? Because you mentioned you have a different technique, and I want to hear about that.
Yeah, we're a gentle approach. The body is made up of mostly soft tissue, the hard tissue, quote unquote, and it's tissue, it's active, live, and moving effectively is our bones. But our bones don't move by themselves.
Right.
So if the posture is breaking down, in other words, we have a low shoulder, we have a twist, we have a low hip, we have weight on one more on one leg than the other, then it's impacting. You talked about compensation. Our body's compensating for some injuries doing different things. The muscles are pulling. So the muscles themselves pull the bones out of place.
Right.
They put pressure onto the nervous system by being out of place. And so the nervous system can't function properly. So if I come in and pop the bone, it can be helpful, no question. It releases some endorphins. You feel better. But the muscles are going to pull it right back out. So our goal is to get you straight, all the twists out, get you standing in a proper posture, so that everything can balance out, the muscles can balance out. Instead of the big muscles controlling it, it's the postural muscles that are actually maintaining. Our postural muscles are designed to run all the time to maintain our posture.
Right.
The big muscles that get into play when you start losing your posture are not designed to run all the time. And when they're doing that, they start to hurt over time because it's painful for them to execute all the time.
Okay.
So it's a different approach. We work in the neck area. We are hands-on still. We release the tension in the fascia. And fascia is, if you ever had a roasted chicken and you pull back the skin, you get a little fibrous material between the skin and the meat.
Mm-hmm.
That's effectively fascia. It allows, if you think about your skin moving above your muscles and bones and things, it allows that movement. But we're finding that structure, it also wraps around your muscles forming the tendons and just various parts of our body. We're finding the fascia is where a lot of the trauma is affected, and the body compensates and causes the different things. So as we release that, your body goes back up.
Money is all around us, and we think about it more than almost every other aspect of our lives. But how can we make more of it, and what's our drive for building wealth beyond just the numbers in our bank account? Join us on the Make More podcast as our host Matt Heslin brings to you a dynamic lineup of experts in the world of investing, business, health, and beyond. Together, they unpack the secrets to not just surviving, but thriving in today's economy. It's about more than just wealth. It's about crafting life experiences, seizing opportunities, and building a legacy. Subscribe now to the Make More with Matt Heslin podcast and join us every week for new expert insights and inspiration.
All right, we're talking with Dr. Steve Paxton, huntspinalcare.com. We're talking about health and wellness. And I think wellness is a great topic because healthy is not merely the absence of disease.
Right.
It's something up the food chain, possibly. I mean, maybe you're not saying it right, but I think good health feels differently than just lack of disease. And we're going to come back to Dr. Steve Paxton in a moment. But first, a word from our sponsors.
All right, today we're going to talk about My Financial Plan. With My Financial Plan, keep everything you own in one secure, accessible place. See everything you own and know what everything is worth. Benefits include a personal financial website with daily balances and budgeting tools. It's accessible anytime, and you can get it for yourself at joinmfp.com.
Thank you for that, Mr. Kenneth.
You're welcome.
I appreciate that. And we are here today with Dr. Steve Paxton. Steve is a chiropractor. He is a healer and works with huntspinalcare.com. And we're talking to him today about alternative techniques. Rather, I think you said the snap them and crack them.
Yeah, we don't do the popping, twisting, cracking.
Snap, crackle, pop.
Yeah.
And so that's that is a gentler than type of approach.
It is, and it enables us to work with patients of any age. And, I mean, mentioned earlier, we have patients in their 80s. We've had patients in their 90s. We work with infants all of all ages. I've had patients with rods in their back, lots of hardware in their spine. Mm. But we can still work with them and help them and give them some relief in different areas. Some of those things are going to restrict how much help we can provide.
Right.
But by and large, most of the time, people get a lot of good release and help from their pain when we get a chance to work with them.
So that's the differentiator between your business and others. Mm-hmm. And once again, not competing with others, but just comparing techniques possibly.
Yeah, no, absolutely. There's in every practice, there are people that it just doesn't fit well for them.
Right.
You know, we've had people that decided this wasn't the right technique for them.
Right.
You know, and it's an amazing thing. We all know that we can think ourselves sick. Right?
Oh, yeah.
You can stress yourself, think yourself sick. It seems to be harder for us to believe or accept that we can think ourselves well. And that plays into any kind of care. If you truly believe that it's not going to help you, then it'll probably not. It'll have very minimal effect. But if you truly believe it's going to make a difference and you just have that positive attitude about it, then you have a much greater chance of seeing positive results. So if you walk in and we touch you gently and it's, you know, all this stuff and the body is changing and shifting and they go, I don't believe this stuff works kind of
right.
thing. They may get convinced over time.
Right.
They may not. You know,
but it's like they need it to hurt before they feel like it's doing something.
You know, and some people simply do love the popping, twisting, cracking. There's nothing wrong with that. It's helped a lot of people over the years. No question. So it's just we feel like this is better approach, but it's not for everybody, just like everything else.
Okay. Well, that's I think that's awesome. What else do you guys do at Hunt Spinal Care?
Yeah, we have a class 4 hot laser that's very beneficial when for pain kinds of areas. So when, as reference, most people tend to come in when they're hurting.
Right.
And so when we first get started with them, that area of pain is restored into function by what we do, but it's still in trauma.
Right.
So the hot laser penetrates in, it brings more blood flow to the area, so we're bringing more nutrients for healing into it.
Mm-hmm.
It increases lymphatic drainage, so we're reducing the inflammation of the area. And then it activates at a cellular level. The mitochondria produces more ATP. What does that mean? The cells start producing more energy. They start to replicate and get and heal.
Okay.
So those three things all help that heal through that laser process. So typically, first 5-6 times we utilize a laser to help the healing process get going after we've made the correction in the posture. And it also has a analgesic pain relief effect.
Really?
So it just feels good. You know, people walk out going, oh, that felt really good. You know,
say the name of the laser again.
It's just a class 4 hot laser.
Class 4 hot laser. Yeah. Have you heard of that before?
No, I have not.
Laser.
But it sounds fun.
Yeah. Well, I like the word laser. That is awesome.
They're good.
Well,
what
else do you do? I mean, you talk about nutrition with
your
clients?
We're not going into super depth with nutrition. If we find, and that's a perfect example where we do some general nutrition and we're continuing to learn how to help folks. I mean, you can't get enough vitamin D practically, for example,
right.
And that kind of thing. But if it's something that we need to take that extra step, then we definitely reference out to other people, other small
like a
businesses.
Nutritionist or whoever. Yeah, good for
get
you.
Get some focus that way. We also have something in the office called neurofeedback.
Oh.
So it's still part of the nervous system. The brain is part of the nervous system. And this neurofeedback, best way to kind of understand it, I suppose, is if you walk into a room and you smell a particular fragrance, and it reminds you immediately of grandma's cooking at Thanksgiving. It's, you know, it's just immediate.
Right.
You didn't have to think about it.
Right.
Right. Well, for some people that get anxiety attacks, depression, OCD, ADHD, PTSD, but we don't do much of PTSD in the office because we don't have someone there, a counselor on site need be.
For sure.
But for those other things, anxiety, depression, OCD, ADHD, some people deal with that all the time and you just kind of, you're fine a day or two later, no big deal.
Right.
But others have a trigger that takes them there, like that smell took you to a memory, and it's just ingrained in you, and it's at super highway to anxiousness or depression. That's where the neural feedback can really help a lot with. So
that's interesting.
Yeah, so we take a brain scan and find out the levels of activity, so you can be overactive, underactive, communication that's over-communicating, under-communicating across the brain. We get that test, and then we get a protocol to begin training them to train their brain to calm down and to get back into a good balance there. And that's really all subconscious training.
Right.
So it's not something you can consciously really work on with neurofeedback. So they watch a little TV program. The screen dims a little bit, but they can't, by thinking about it, make it brighten. But their subconscious learns over time how to brighten that up.
Wow.
You get an auditory signal that you're out of range, same thing, kind of thing. Your brain learns how to do that.
Okay. Well, so what's Steve like outside the office? What do you do? Kind of fun do you have?
Yeah, I enjoy spending time with family
a
lot. And now we're unfortunately have moved away from our family, but we get around and we do a lot of video calls and things of that nature.
Right.
I have three daughters. I have one that's lives down in Paraguay, South America.
Oh.
She went down there with Peace Corps, spent a couple years, and then decided to stay on her own. So she's been down there 11 years, married a local, and so forth. So she's pretty well set down there. So we get to see her about every 18 months or so. She'll come up. And we did get down there once. But my middle daughter is out in Colorado, Fort Collins, Colorado, where we used to live. So we kind of moved away from her.
Mm-hmm.
She has one son, and we just found out last night she's pregnant with the second child.
Right.
So, yeah.
All
so,
right. Grandpa Steve, congratulations.
Excited, yeah.
Yeah, that is
great. Great news. And then my youngest lives out in Utah. And so we got them all together for Thanksgiving this year, and that was a lot of fun. So that's all good. I've, so the family is real important. And then we're very active in our church. We go to Evergreen Baptist. We really enjoy it there.
Okay.
Very active at Crunch Fitness. Really enjoy exercising and staying active that way and working with those guys over there, and which is a great networking place as well.
You're common people, common groups of people doing similar homogenous things.
And right.
That's how networking begins.
Exactly. So and that was one of the keys, finding where I really wanted to be and being able to connect with people is so much more powerful than forcing yourself to be places just because.
Yeah.
Now, there are times when you need to go and do things because you need to be different. You need to push yourself out there. But you're going to enjoy it most when you're working with going places that you really want to be.
Yeah, I think that makes the most sense.
So those are fun. And then just on the side, I still like to do handyman projects, but I have to be a little more careful with my hands than I used to.
Yeah, you're the golden goose now.
Yeah.
Very cool. Well, we are with Steve Paxton, Dr. Steve Paxton, Hunt Spinal Care, huntspinalcare.com. And we're going to go to Dr. Steve now and say, hey, Steve, you're an entrepreneur type.
Yeah.
What's a golden nugget you would give to the people out there having a look?
You know, the things that came to mind is really that life is a journey. We're not on a destination. It's something that we're constantly learning. I've been in three careers now, and it's just been a huge blessing. Three different, totally different things.
Right.
And it's been fun. You know, you just never know what's ahead. You know, every day effectively is a step of faith. We don't know what's coming.
Sure.
So it's just enjoying that journey and not getting overstressed about things that are outside of our control. You know, that's the big thing. And as I mentioned when I was at school, it's still today is got to remind yourself, we get to do this.
Right.
We don't have to.
Right.
We get to do this.
Yeah, we get to do podcasts.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
So living with gratitude and abundance is a real blessing there.
Yeah, I think the moment you realize how much you have to be grateful for, I think it makes the next step towards success even that much more practical.
Exactly.
You know, recognize how great we have it here in this country.
We do.
Yes.
And once you do that, things are golden. So, well, Steve, thank you very much. You're one of the first people I met in Tulsa when we got here 3 years ago. And so we appreciate the continued friendship and participation. So I think that's going to be a wrap, Kenneth.
All right.
You know, I wanted to say thanks first to Dr. Steve for showing up and spending some time with us today. So thank you. And for our sponsors who keep this show on the air, thank you all as well. It can be a crazy world out there and trying to figure out all these things on your own. I don't know. I don't think we're meant to live alone. I don't think we're meant to solve everything alone. And as a collaborative, I view us all arm in arm walking towards home, and that we might give you a nugget and help you hang on for another day. So for today, be nice to each other, love one another, and today, forgive somebody that absolutely does not deserve it, because forgiveness is not about that other person. It's about you. Set yourself free by unshackling from the chains that you've involuntarily placed around yourself and move forward. And that, my friends, is one of the things that makes it worth it, is forgiveness. So friends, this show, it's about you. And I want to say thank you for being part of Cash Flows.
That's our show for today. Stay tuned for another riveting edition of Cash Flows.